That's the faith that I wish to see in the life of the leadership, in as much as they sometimes preach about it, wanting the adherence of the faith to have in their lives.
Well, you know something.
Whether a pope is of a Jewish background or of any other background is irrelevant in my opinion. It makes no difference.
It is not irrelevant, Bishop, in my view.
Because Jesus Christ came from a Jewish mother.
Yes, no, I understand.
But that's not the point.
No. It is the point because who is he actually working for is the question that needs to be asked.
That's the question that needs to be asked.
Who is he working for?
That is the question. There are Jews who demonstrated in Tel Aviv. I want to tell you there were many Jews of the peace camp demonstrating against the government of Israel, against the invasion of Israel, against the ground invasion of Gaza, etc., etc. Those Jews will one day be recognized as the people who really cared about Judaism, who really cared about Israel.
Yes.
Not those people who allowed themselves to go through that way, into finding themselves now in a most embarrassing situation. I've been following on the news day in and day out. If I were among the leaders of Israel, I don't know where to hide my face.
Yes.
I mean, if the siege stopped on Gaza a year ago, 6 months ago, and they allowed the supplies to come in, etc., etc. In my opinion, the way forward would have been much easier for some form of proper negotiations with people from different parts of the world assisting the people of the people with the mind for peace.
Yes.
The mind for peace, not the mind for war, to govern the agenda of this government or that government.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the problems that are being faced in Gaza and parts of the West Bank as well. We know that many parts of the West Bank are separated by this new wall, but we also know that the wall around Gaza is impenetrable. If you are interested in finding hospital care outside of Gaza or even the West Bank, you are not permitted to travel to the hospital. And what I've been seeing, Bishop, is women having babies at these...
That's true in both places, not only in Gaza, but also in the West Bank.
Yep.
There were cases where women delivered at the checkpoints. There are hundreds of checkpoints in the West Bank. Cities have been separated. Families have been separated in Jerusalem because of the building of the separation wall. It did not help. It does not help. On the contrary, it will create greater problems for days and years to come.
Well,
what we need now is not another separation wall. What is badly needed is a million faithful people to Almighty God, ready to come to knock down those separation walls and build up bridges rather than continue to allow those walls to go higher and higher and higher until there is no hope for peace or healing or reconciliation in years to come.
Well,
the people of Gaza have suffered. I mean, I watched hundreds of them queuing up for bread.
Yes.
Simple bread.
Yes.
I heard from our hospital in Gaza that they were short of medicine, that they were short of fuel. Because of the electricity, they did not have fuel, so their generator was not working. Talking about the simple needs of people. Why would I imprison 1.5 million people and expect them to say thank you? Only fools would expect anybody to be put in prison and be starved and then expect them to say thank you. He won't say thank you.
Well, you know what I'm interested now, and because a lot of people from the United States will hear this broadcast, I would like to address the weaponry and the monies that have come from the United States government to help the Israelis do this destruction. Now, we know that they're flying F-16 jets built in America. We know that they're driving tanks into Gaza built by the Americans. But worse than that, Bishop, the monies that were used to purchase those were given by the Americans. And what we see today also is that wall was supported in its purchasing for its construction by Americans. So
The American administration will be held accountable before God and before all people because of the way the Bush administration behaved over the last few years, especially the Bush administration. The question of subsidizing military action, the question of the American veto, rather than being this spearhead in bringing about peace. I mean, Bush said that there will be peace before the end of 2008. We're already in 2009. There was a meeting in Annapolis. What did it bring? It brought nothing.
Nothing.
It brought, I'm sorry to say, what we are witnessing now, rather than bringing peace and harmony, it brought destruction.
Yes.
It brought death.
Yes.
I mean, where are the Americans? The 300 million Americans, what do they say these days, I mean?
Well,
with all the economic crisis, I mean, that they are going through, how do they wish the world to view them if they continue to allow this veto, rather than saying, enough is enough, let's stop the war, let's sit down and see what can be done.
I agree with that.
They're allowing the ongoing military activity.
But
the way they've done with the Lebanese when it happened in 2006.
Well, you know,
only when things didn't work in the manner they desired, then they said, let's stop the war. It's foolish. How people don't learn from history.
Well,
it's foolish.
Bishop, you know something? Well, one of the things that's happened to the Americans is that there is a control of America's political system by the same group. And in fact, the press in Israel is freer to speak the truth than the press in the United States is. And so...
Which is even more serious.
Yes.
And Mr. Obama spoke of change. I waited to hear Mr. Obama say something.
No, he's not going to, because the people that control George Bush are in the same group controlling Mr. Obama. You'll know...
Why would people then change from Republican to Democrats? If the foreign policy is going to be the same, I mean, the American public should be well informed that there was no change. Are they being fooled?
Yes.
Have they been fooled?
Yes.
If they have been fooled,
yes.
I mean, then goodbye to Obama also. If Obama cannot say a good word in support of peace, in support of human life, in support of human rights, then how can he expect the international community, the leadership of different parts of the nations where the demonstrations by the millions now?
Yes.
How does he expect them to recognize his political platform as the platform that will bring change for better? What change for better?
There is no change.
I hear that he didn't say a word.
No,
Or perhaps he's saying, well, my turn did not come. I'm waiting until the 20th of January. It's foolish.
It is foolish.
I mean, he gave hope. I hope he doesn't become to follow in the footsteps of others.
But you know,
the Middle East crisis, the conflict in Iraq, the conflict in Afghanistan, the
yes.
conflict in the Holy Land, is a major concern in the mind of the whole world.
Yes.
And I want to reiterate what I said before the war on Iraq on the 18th of February, 2003. When we had a meeting with then Prime Minister Tony Blair.
Yes.
And he tried to convince four of us, we were four bishops, that going to war against Iraq will pave the way for peace in the Middle East. When my turn came, I said, sir, the shortest way to Baghdad goes through Jerusalem. Once peace comes to Jerusalem, peace will come to the whole world. He did not believe me. But when we met again on the 12th of September, 2006, he kind of wanted to say, you were right. And then I heard him again and again say the very same words, that peace will, once it comes to Jerusalem, it will come to the rest of the world. In other words, we need to join hands. All good people in the world need to join hands to put an end to the miserable situation of the Palestinian people, to see to it that the Palestinian cause receive the recognition it deserves, that the Palestinian people be given their home, their national home on Palestinian soil in accordance with the United Nations resolutions, and that their freedom and their dignity be protected very much the same as the dignity and freedom of others. That the Geneva Convention, that it be also implemented, so that the civilian lives be spared in time of conflicts, in time of wars.
Yes.
People are fed up. With people on both sides are fed up. Do you think that a Jewish family would not weep for their child if he's killed? Certainly, they weep. Who is to be blamed? The leadership. Okay. Then the leadership must be held accountable. The American public must be better informed of the situation in the Middle East. They need to know and understand that once the Arab-Israeli conflict is resolved justly, on the basis of justice, not on the basis of who is the more powerful, militarily speaking, once this is resolved, and I pray that it will be resolved peacefully, there will be peace, and of all the nations of the world, perhaps the American people will be first to benefit from this peace, from this settlement.
Well, let me say a couple of things here, Bishop, because I happen to believe through research, and I have done extensive research, that the agenda here is not for peace, and that the leadership of Israel and the United States and Europe, including Sarkozy and Brown and Merkel and the rest, their agenda is to have a complete government, in a single government in the world. Its ultimate goal is to be in Jewish hands, out of Jerusalem. Now, you and I both know
this will never happen. This will never. Only insane people think that way or believe that this could happen.
Well, they do think this way.
This will never happen. They even spoke of globalization. Globalization is in a mess. They spoke of the power of the dollar. The power of the dollar is in a mess now. I don't need to say more. I mean, simple folk on the streets in Detroit and in California and other places understand what I'm talking about. I mean, there is a serious change in the world vis-a-vis